views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief as you feel your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I have been using this radio show as a vehicle for people to call in and receive creative solutions to their problems and energetic shifts so that, we can highlight some of my favorite energetic practitioners. And today, I just want to let people know that we do love to hear from you. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you would like an opportunity to have my guest and I do some shifting for you today. And my guest today is Leroy Maloof, and he's a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and via Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar that enables clients to experience a deeper ease of living by reacting less to themselves, others, and external forces. And I met Leroy about 5 years ago, and we've been working together ever since. We've been empowering each other to share information, and Leroy is also the founder of Energetic Wellbeing Process and author of Knowing and Living Your Purpose. Whoa, Leroy. How do you keep so busy? And then how do you keep so busy?
Well, I love this work, and I often say that it took me too long to get to the point where I was consistently getting stronger and stronger to my own life. And I said, I don't want it to take other people that long. So that's why I both work with people and why I publish my book and why I teach people how to do this.
I love that because, like, you're a wealth of knowledge. I mean, like, how many careers have you had now?
Oh, I think I'm in my 14th now.
Yeah, because I didn't talk to you for about 6 months. No, I'm just teasing you. But this is so funny is that, you know, like you are always like innovating. You're always moving forward. You like to perfect, you know, your skills and your ability to shift your reality and also to find, you know, solutions to people's problems rather than kind of wallowing in the problem. And, you know, we've talked about this before and you said you really wanted to talk about this again on today's show is that we really do not have health issues, but what we have is life issues. So would you like to talk a little bit about that, why that is and why you feel it's so important that we talk about this at this time?
Well, and that's also related to the biggest paradox about us human beings, which is we don't support what we say we want and we don't let go what we say we don't want. And it's because we do have life issues, but in our society, what we're taught is that if we have something physically going on with us, that it has physical root causes, and, you know, 98%. And what we find in the energy work is that 98% of the root causes are non-physical. And in fact, they are our life issues. Now, I had a good example of this with a recent client. She called and she said, you know, she had low energy and was not feeling optimistic, and that she had eczema and itching behind her knees. Well, the first session we worked on getting her energy up and feeling positive, which she said, yes, that made a big shift. And the second session, she said, yeah, but this eczema and itching behind my knees. I said, okay, let's break this into three parts. We've got knees, we've got eczema, we've got itching. If we ask, what are the life issues behind each one of them? So let's take knees, for instance. If you think about what our knees do for us, they are so flexible. We can stand and sit and kneel and run and jump. So they're fantastic. And as contrasted to that kind of flexibility, what I was getting were her life issues is that she was being rigid in about three parts of her life. So I raised that as an issue, and she could identify what those rigidities were.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, okay, well, let's look at eczema. That's inflammation. And I said, what are you getting inflamed about in your life? And she could identify that, so we worked on it. And then I said, well, what about the itching? You know, itchy, what is itchy about? You see, again, our symptoms have intelligence. And it was saying, what are you itchy about? What are you impatient about? And she was really impatient with the continuing illnesses she had, you know, the low energy, et cetera. And when we worked with that, guess what? The eczema went from about a 10 to about a 2, and the itching went down. And then we actually worked on the third time, and it was around irritation again, and then it was just going away.
Yeah, and isn't that beautiful? Because the universe has a great sense of humor. And so if we're irritated by something or something's irritating us, perhaps we are also being irritating.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
And people will use specific words to describe specific feelings. And those feelings, if we really think about it, are really just a reaction that we have to the thought of, you know, that feeling. So if we don't jump into the reaction right away and we allow ourselves just to feel instead of reacting, we respond, then we can usually get a better outcome.
Well, we not only have feelings show up, we have sensations show up, we get negative anticipation, we react because things are the opposite. So all of these are by way of telling us, hey, here's something you need to work on. And it is not the physical stuff. It's what the person is experiencing and feeling and reacting to and all the triggers they're reacting to.
So cool. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. When we return, we will share more ways to move some energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some more shift happen.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love? What are we doing in a mess like this? What are we doing in love? Why would you someone I couldn't resist? What are we doing in love?
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self for over 15 years. years, sole purpose advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your sole purpose advocate.
What are vibes? We often use this word, but did you know vibes can actually be useful and help solve our everyday challenges? Embark on an exciting learning journey with Caitlin Keat, 11-time Visionary Award winner, specialist in vibrational energy, and the creator of Vibes Up. Join Caitlin as she takes you through the world of vibrational therapy and energy healing with natural solutions for a modern world. Visit vibesup.com to learn more today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
If never I met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, never have to say goodbye.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Before we continue, Leroy, will you please share your contact information with everyone?
Yes, my website is energeticwellbeing, all one word, .com, energeticwellbeing. My email is leroy@ewbasinboypasinpaul.com. Telephone 508-375-6452.
Awesome. And how can people get your book?
They can either order it off our website, or they can call us, or they can also buy it on Amazon.
Okay, cool. So that is all the contact information that we have for you. And I just want to let people know that you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We do have someone on the line right now that has been patiently waiting. it's who do we have here? Joanna from Poland. Joanna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Colette and Leroy.
Hi.
It's me again.
How are you, Joanna?
I'm quite good. I wanted to make a maybe bigger shift today. I'm constantly working, and Well, I have a thing going on. I'm married for 10 years and I have a 9-year-old daughter. And around 6 years ago, I wanted to leave my husband, and then he got depressed and he couldn't work, and we put ourselves in debt, and then he started traveling and here and there. And around 2 years ago, we started living together in one place, and then he went off again, traveling and everything. And the basic thing is that he's supporting me financially a lot, and he doesn't want to do that anymore. And I'm stay-at-home mom, and I'm homeschooling, and it's and I cannot find a way out of it so I can work and still live in a way the way I was going slowly building my life. So... And he feels tired. He's very tired. He feels like he says I'm sucking his energy, and you know, he feels abused, used, and
okay.
Yeah,
so take a
basically,
deep breath here.
This is the story.
Take a deep breath here. Okay, let's just get a baseline for how you're feeling. So if you think about on a scale, 0 being like you're neutral and 10 being that you're really worked up about this, where would you say you're at right now?
I think 5, maybe. 5.
Okay, you were up way up there, but Leroy, I can feel you very gently doing your thing on the other end there. Do you want to tell us what you're correcting here?
First of all, Joanna, we need to get your central core strong. The energy up and down your midline is only at about 20%. So could you focus from the very top of your head right down through the middle of your body and feel the love in your heart, like the love you have for your daughter, and feel energy and strength and light? And let's get your energy strong. It would be a good, actually, while it feels like you're in transition now, if you can just focus on getting your energy strong every day.
Mm-hmm.
Feels
it's
like
such
you're
a huge difference. You can feel that change right away.
Yeah, see, your energy's up to about 60% now.
Part of the difficulty is...
That when you focus on love, I get that for you that love hurts. Does that make any sense?
In a way, yes, but I'm not thinking about it so much.
Yeah, and I'm also getting that for you, love is conditional. Is that right?
Yeah, it could be.
You know, and love is, in a way, love is manipulative. Yes?
Yeah, it's the story of my life, in a way. How I was raised, conditionally.
Let's do this. We need to get you neutral to love being this way because of these past experiences, which, by the way, are not only this life, but they're about 7 past lives. It makes it hard for us just to free up and love unconditionally. So we need to get you neutral to love hurting, always being conditional and manipulative. And what's the worst thing that can happen if you always feel that's what love is? See, you close yourself off, right?
Yeah.
The worst thing that could happen is you close yourself off, that you're then not lovable. Remember, in order to get to neutral, we have to go to the worst scenario, because everything that bothers us, no matter how small or how big, our energy goes weak to. And so instead of feeling strong when you focus on love, it's been causing weakness. So we need to get you neutral to love always causing weakness. And then to the best scenario, love is always supportive and unconditional and accepting and just open and freedom. Let's get you neutral both ways. And what are you feeling now? What are you noticing?
I think more energy, definitely around my heart and my head.
Yeah, see, and your central core is now up to 90. And and let's just, again, imagine a strong central core. Like, take your hand and move it from the top of your head down to your crotch, up and down 3 or 4 times, just to remind you of where your midline is. And that gets your central core up to 100. And because because we human beings believe that if we get to 100, it's going to come back down, we're just going to give that a positive boost. So, so also, it sounds like you need to be able to make some decisions. So we're going to help strengthen your awareness, your knowing, your perception of this unconditional love that is you, right? We want you to be more and more aware of that strength inside of you, that love. And then from there, to get your intuition and your insight so you get your right decisions, your right actions, your right results and manifestation. Let's make that all strong.
Yes, okay. It always felt like I have to do the things that I expected of me.
Say that again.
I've always been doing things that they were expected of me from my family.
Oh, right. Well, you see, that gets into everything you've bought into about what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. We get that from our family, from schools, from culture, and that's not really us. But we think we have to do it. Is that right?
Yes. My husband also thinks that, you know, marriage is forever and I shouldn't have left him and, you know, I shouldn't, you know, ask for money from him or anything to ask him if I dumped him.
Well, let's see how many of these shoulds and shouldn'ts you bought into. It's about 3,000 of them. Mm-hmm. And then that causes us not to be who we really are. That creates mistaken identities. You know, I have to do what they say. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 mistaken identities. We also want to take all the warnings you bought into about what outside of us can harm us, like additives in food, exhaust smoke, that kind of thing. And then we also want to check how much aging and degeneration you bought into. And we're going to take the sum total of those and take every one of them. We're going to focus on your midline, and we want to wipe them off your hard drive. We're going to deprogram every one of them, every single one of them, every interaction between them, every reaction that you've had inside, every trigger, every issue, everything you've thought you had to live up to, we're just going to wipe that off your hard drive. And then we're going to reprogram to this unconditional love that you. And this is sometimes we refer to that as the true self that you, the higher self, the spirit self.
That's how do you beautiful, Leroy.
How do you refer to that for yourself?
Well, it feels wonderful. I feel so much better now. I've called more for my husband. He feels so exhausted with me. And it feels like.
We need to go for a quick break here, but what we can do is get back to you right after, and then we have another caller after that. I'm Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media and Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Sundown, you better Let the transition begin. Tune in to the hit show, Majestic Insights Radio, Success for Life's Transitions, with host Carrie Keith. Carrie is a gifted intuitive coach, healer, and teacher who will lead you through her empowering techniques of ancient wisdom and awareness so you can live your happiest, healthiest, and most vibrant life. Let Carrie teach you the tools of transformation that will help you experience success for all of life's transitions. To learn more about Carrie, visit www.majesticinsights.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
1230 WBLQ. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today. We were just speaking before the break to Joanna from Poland. Joanna, are you there? Joanna?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
Here.
Yeah?
Hello.
How are you
yes,
feeling
I'm here.
Now, Joanna?
Yes. I'm astonished. I feel good. I'm astonished at one thing, that it seems like consciously I didn't feel as bothered as it came out to be, you know, as bothering.
Yeah,
it
okay.
feels like, you know...
It's kind of erased.
Hello?
The bother, is it erased?
Are
yes.
you still feeling the bother now?
I don't. I was more bothered about my husband, that we don't live together, so it's more like I felt bothered about him, and a bit of fear how, you know, I can go on with my life. Yeah, I stopped thinking about it for a
there
moment.
There you go, yeah. it feels pretty neutral to me now.
Yeah, while we were on the break, we were getting you neutral to everything he says, thinks, or does, and everything he doesn't think or do, so you wouldn't be reacting to him anymore.
Thank you.
Okay. Wish
awesome.
You the very best.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We also have another caller here. We have Julie from Ottawa in Canada. Are you there, Julie?
Hi, Colette. Hi, Leroy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What can we for you today, Julie?
It feels like a constellation of things around my father.
Okay.
His health is sort of been compromised for a very long time, but... I'm just noticing he's sort of more absent-minded, and he's on high blood pressure medication. So,
okay.
Wondering.
So,
and,
when
and
you think about your father right now,
how much
him,
does it bother
how much
me?
Does it bother you on a scale of 0 being it doesn't bother you at all to 10 being like it bothers you a lot?
Oh, gosh, I worked on it, so it feels like it's down to like a 5.
Okay. I was even getting a little bit lower now, but that's Leroy working on it on the back end there. Leroy, what are you picking up here for her?
How old is your father?
He's 83.
Okay, let me tell you what's happening with him. His gut health is down to 25%. And if it stays that way, he's going to continue to degenerate. You need to look up on the web Dr. David Perlmutter, Perlmutter, and he has directions for how to get gut health at. You need to be doing that with your father right now, if not sooner.
Okay.
That's the single biggest thing. Of course, what Colette was doing was helping you get neutral to whatever he's experiencing. But I can see him continuing to go downhill unless we do that. But we need to also get him neutral to continually going downhill, losing his faculties, and neutral to getting stronger and more fit and always as he gets older.
Yeah, that he would have the choice that he could do one or the other, or he could do both. One day he could be really brilliant, and the next day he could be like... a total failure. That's what's coming up for him. That a lot of people I'm talking to these days are going on the roller coaster faster. A lot of people go on a roller coaster ride of, you know, where they're chugging along and it seems to be really challenging. And then they get to the peak and they're feeling really good. And then all of a sudden, whoom, they go back down again. And, you know, as you do more and more energy work, it seems like the roller coaster ride gets a little bit faster, wouldn't you say, Leroy?
Yeah, definitely.
he doesn't necessarily listen to me. I think that's also like I can recommend him things, and I think there's a fear, or I'll just go like kind of like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. So it's interesting to have him change. that I can suggest, certainly. I mean, I actually, my gut was feeling that it was his gut health. That
your gut was telling you it was the gut health
issue, yeah.
By the way, doctor, I don't know if you all get public television from U.S., but Dr. Perlmutter has a two-hour presentation on that's done every week or two. If you could get him to look at that, that would be helpful.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you, Julie, for calling in.
All right.
All right. Thank you. We also have another caller here, Jennifer from Massachusetts. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi there, Colette and Leroy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Jennifer, Hello. What can we do for you today?
I've been struggling with depression, but it's strange because I keep feeling like I'm flip-flopping, where some days I feel really good and fine, and even the thoughts that I had about what I felt really urgently that I needed to do about getting better will just not be there.
Okay.
And they're really extreme.
Okay, so it's kind of like that roller coaster ride that I was talking about. That a lot of people are feeling this right now. I've been noticing it in my own life. It's like things are moving quite quickly and things are a bit intense. So we just strengthen that when things are intense or they're moving quickly, that, you know, we would be like traveling at exactly the right speed to be able to handle that. Sometimes what happens is it feels like we're going a little bit backwards because we're in this position where we are we're maybe need to come to a bit of a rest, you know, just so we can just be under a rest for a minute and gather ourselves and move into the next level or move into the next, you know, towards taking the next step of action towards our goals. So we just want to strengthen that for you and for everybody. Leroy, what are you picking up?
A couple of things. Jennifer, when I check body, mind, spirit, I get body strong, my spirit, mind strong, but spirit weak. And what it feels like is that you're disappointed in your spiritual wellness because you're having this difficulty. Is that correct?
Yeah.
See, you're in a way you're judging yourself, not accepting yourself. I've been finding that the biggest root cause we have for our symptoms is lack of self-acceptance. So we need to separate body, mind, and spirit and get you strong to each one of them and make them even because they're all important. And then we want to combine them and make them strong and even. And then we need to optimize your physical presence in this body, in this life, on this earth, in this dimension, where you live, with the people you're with. You're still weak for that. See, we need to get you strong for being where you are right now. Where you are right now is what you've got, and we need for you to accept that. So let's work again. Optimize your physical presence in this body, with this body, mind, spirit, in this life, on this earth, in your life right now.
Okay, we're going to get Jennifer to hang on, if you can, Jennifer, until after the break. We have to take a quick break again here now, and we'll check in with you, see how you're doing, and catch up with you there and find that out. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I am happy to say thank you very much for all the wonderful feedback for my book, The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. a word of caution, this book may trigger the shift out of you. We'll be right back.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ever consumed with the idea that something needs to change? You hear Oprah and other inspiring people talk about living your authentic life, and yet it's much easier said than done. Duda, the kick-ass muse, has crafted a world-renowned coaching platform that will help you get clarity on the issues you face, take bold risks, get back your confidence, and brave your fears. To learn more and work with Duda today, visit kickassmuse.com.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Stefan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I've got Leroy Maloof here with me, and I also have Jennifer from Massachusetts. We were just doing some shifting of energy for Jennifer. How are you now, Jennifer?
Better. I guess if anything, I just noticed that I'm living with my parents right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing that, you know, I don't have a close relationship with my parents, and I feel like there's a lot of resentment there. And so, like, I'm really trying to, like, run out the door as fast as I can.
Okay. Leroy?
We need to get you neutral to everything your parents say, think, or do, first of all, and everything they don't say, think, or do. Let's get you neutral both ways. And we also need to get you neutral to all your feelings about being there, about wanting to run out, about wanting to run away, and neutral to being totally happy and pleased and being there and thankful for their support. Let's get you neutral both ways there as well. And what are you noticing now, Jennifer?
I hate them.
Don't hold back, Jennifer.
I love it. Thank you for making us laugh, Jennifer.
Well, we need to help you forgive them for everything you've been angry at them about, with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. And really nothing needs to change other than coming that back in that place in your heart of unconditional love. Jennifer, you have this huge heart, this huge amount of unconditional love. And we also need to help you forgive yourself for having any feelings that you judge. Again, forgive yourself with no doubts, no regrets, nothing held back. And again, nothing needs to change other than coming back into this place in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get you neutral to being stuck there forever, hating every moment of it, diminishing yourself, your spirit, stopping being able to function. A few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And let's get you neutral to blossoming and being great and being who you are, no matter where you are. And what are you noticing now, Jennifer?
Just a lot of relief. I don't know what to say otherwise.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the sigh of relief of being able to breathe again. Could feel a lot of energy coming from your solar plexus to your heart. And so we just strengthen that. You know, having the courage to speak about what's bothering you. Just strengthen you to that, being able to speak your truth. For everybody out there right now, you know, this can be a very charged time of year for a lot of people. There's a lot of energy in the air around the so-called holiday season. It's a lot of extra responsibility for a lot of people. It's the holiday season and everything's supposed to be perfect and nothing's supposed to be imperfect. And, you know, people can get very, the collective influence around that can be really, the expectations can be extremely high, and the associations of disappointment that are connected to that can be quite substantial. And so we just want to diminish all of that so that, you know, we're not looking for reasons to be disappointed and having like unreal expectations. And when I say unreal, I mean expectations that we don't want to be part of our reality. That's all. So what else are, how are you feeling now, Jennifer?
Well, you know, stuff is coming at me from all directions. So, like, it brings my mind in a different direction. But as far as being here, I feel better. I feel better.
Mm-hmm. And so we want to get you strong to breaking down the overwhelm so that into smaller pieces that are manageable for you. Consistent steps of taking little bites. And just, you know, digesting life is what's coming up. Leroy, do you have any last words for Jennifer here?
Yeah, just Jennifer. Yeah, I mean, you know about how to get your energy strong every day. Only when you do it now every day, go back into this place in your heart of unconditional love. And
perfect.
Focus
okay.
there first. And then get your energy strong with light and strength and love. And you be fine, my dear. You're great.
Thank you.
Thank you for
Love
calling
you guys.
In,
Thank
Jennifer.
You. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Leroy.
Goodbye.
Like, I know we have just a few minutes left here. I thought maybe you could just give us your contact information one more time.
Yes. The website is energeticwellbeing.com. And also you can find us on Facebook as Energetic Wellbeing. And my email is leroy@ewbp.com. Phone is 508-375-6452-6452.
Awesome. And, you know, as always, people, you can reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com and at energeticupgrade.com and soon to be talesfromthevector.com. My dragons are getting restless, my paintings, and so pretty soon, in the next upcoming month or so, I should have that some prints available of my dragons, which has been a little ways in the making.
Yay.
Yeah.
Beautiful dragons.
So I'm looking forward to bringing those out and You know, you are going to be hosting the radio show down the line here on the, is it the 30th?
In 3 weeks. Yes,
in three weeks. Yeah. I'm off to Peru with Mark Kettenbach. go off to Peru on for a little bit there, and so it'll be we'll be bringing in the new year in Peru along with you in spirit there, Leroy.
Thank you, and I just want to go back to the theme we started with today, and suggest to people that when something is troubling you, particularly if it's something physical, and you're being told by others, or you're thinking of what you remembered about how there's always physical root causes, to kind of let that go and ask yourself, what are the life issues? What's underneath this? What's in the intelligence? What's the intelligence in my symptom telling me? You know, like whether it's a pain in the neck that says, oh, what in my life is a pain in the neck? You know, if it's a pain in the butt, well, what in my life is a pain in the butt? Mm-hmm. So focus on the life issues, and then on your midline, just help clear those away.
Yeah, and if we take the time to do that, to strengthen ourselves, then we can, you know, when we get triggered, then we can, instead of reacting, we can respond and make strong choices in the direction that we would be the ultimately best direction at that time to go in. And so thank you so very much, Leroy. It was a pleasure to have you on The Truth is Funny, as always.
Thank you for having me, Colette. It's wonderful. I thoroughly enjoy working with you, and I love you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and thank you to everyone listening in. Thank you, Brian, our wonderful producer here.
No problem, my friend.
Yay for happy Brian with great music.
Thank you, Leroy.
All right, bye for now. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.